Fuck you, Santa Claus, fuck you, Santa Claus, fuck you up the butt. Fuck you, Santa Claus, fuck you, Santa Claus, you a big fat slut. Fuck you, Mama, fuck you, Papa, fuck your whole family. You a big fat red suited ass full of poop and pee. Fuck you, Santa Claus, fuck you, Santa Claus, fuck every single one of you dirty fuckers, fuck you too, and fuck your mama.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're a big fat red suited ass full of poop and pee.
Yes! Well, hello. Oh, Big Fatty, you don't have the micro hoist. Oh, wait, all right, let's see, here we go. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3361. Of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of December. 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, it's just gonna be a Grandma Eve train wreck. Hello, stocking hangers. Big Fatty, I know you like to hang up your nylons. No, hi, everyone. I hope your Grandma Eve is going well, y'all. Don't forget, the jolly old elf himself, is gonna be, coming tonight. Big Fatty, will there need to be a wet cleanup afterwards? Well, I don't know, it's supposed to, y'all, the weather for Crema Eve, now let me just tell you, the weather, according to the rat, the weather for Crema Eve is, it's gonna be, there's an 88% chance of rain. Y'all, the low temperature of the day is going to be at 10 p.m. In the evening, and it's going to be 61 degrees. The high temperature is going to be 71 degrees. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love to talk about the weather, and it's going to rain most of the day. And then overnight, y'all, it is going to go from a low of 61 at 10 p.m. By midnight, it's going to be 49, and by the time you wake up, crumble morning, 33 degrees. Big Fatty! And the high on crumble day is 40. So I know it's a lot colder some other places, but y'all, let me tell you, it's going to be it's going to be a bone chiller. Big Fatty, you take those stockings off the chimney and put them on your feet if your feet are cold. Better put out some cookeries. No, Big Fatty, cake. Okay, put out some cake. After I talked to you yesterday, I like those Marie Callender chicken pot pies. And y'all, I bought one of the shepherd's pie. Y'all, don't waste your money on it. It is the most flavorless, unsatisfying thing I think I've ever had. So don't waste your money on it. So y'all, I had that, and it did not satisfy me at all. So y'all, I fixed me a garden salad with some rotisserie chicken on it, and I was very satisfied then. Y'all, afterwards, Young Nicholas stopped by. Yes, we got to check on the elderly right here at Crema. And y'all, I'm telling you, he's working like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Big Fatty, But he stopped by for a little while, and then he was off, and Big Fatty watched some of the sports ball. Now, y'all, and before this was last night, Tuesday night. Y'all, my neighbors next door, I had taken them a little bag of goodies. And, y'all, they came and showed up on the front doorstep of the villa. And, y'all, they brought me with this kind of rubbery ice cube tray to make my eggnog cubes. And, y'all, but they're huge. And thank you, Big Fatty. So it was real nice, and y'all, they had never been in the villa, so I showed them around. They loved the nativity scene that Digger and T. Wickles had sent Big Fatty several years ago. You know, that's the millennial nativity scene. If you don't know what that looks like, go look at it. And y'all, I showed them the naughty tree. Big Fatty and y'all, they were tickled. Tickled, I tell you, to see the naughty tree. And they were, oh, this is my favorite ointment. And which one's your favorite, Big Fatty? And I, you know, oh, I love them all. Y'all, I don't know if they saw the bottle of Papa's or not, or even if they knew what they were. But anyway, they saw it all, y'all. Anyway, y'all went to bed. Y'all, it was chilly. It was in the low 40s on Tuesday night. So, y'all, I just slept like a baby. And, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Got up a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning and got up and read my newspaper, had my coffee, did my Sudoku, and then I was off. I was off on a short nipple walk just through the streets here. I did not go to the circle here in Fat Acres. Y'all, then I came back and got my share. And y'all, then I was off. I was off to see, what was I going to see? I was off to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous Toaster. Y'all, the manager there, very heterosexual, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty, well, reminds me of me. No. It was his last day, and so we got to say goodbye. Big Fatty, did you stuff his stocking? No, I did not. Anyway, we said goodbye. And, y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! We hear it, y'all. As I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, I had on my max and my gloves. And Big Fatty, how about a hairnet? Never mind, you don't have any hair. Y'all, there's one of my neighbors, not the ones that came to see the naughty tree, but the ones on the other side of the villa. Y'all, they just moved in over the summer, and they're from New Hampshire. And, y'all, they've got two little girls, and I had asked their mother the other day, do y'all give the girls candy? Because I'd like to get them a little something for Grandma. And she said, oh, yes, but thank you for asking. So, they have these cute little headbands with the bouncy ears on them on the top. And one of them had Santa Claus hat, and another one had elf hat. So I got those. Y'all, they were only $2, and, y'all, they were 50% off. So I really went out of my way on those. And, y'all, then they had these big suckers that were marshmallowy, but decorated with the, the sugars and everything. And I don't, there's little, there was a some kind of, I don't know what they are. They're characters. The girls probably know what they are. So, y'all, they went all out on that, too. They were $2 for $4. So, I just went out of my way. Y'all, I picked up some more cone checks and rice checks for nuts and bolts. And y'all, they were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got a box of the Publix ginger snaps. I'll tell you why in a minute. Y'all picked up a bag of the Veggie Lover Solid. Got me some Brussels sprouts. Picked up a lime, an onion. Y'all got me some beef broth, because I got to have that for my for my Peter G. standing rib roast. I got me some another box of that Lipton chicken noodle soup mix. Y'all got me some creamy horseradish for the prime rib. Y'all picked up several things of cheese. They had the Sargento cheese, was buy one, get one free. So I got three of those. And y'all, then they had the Tillamook cheddar. A sharp cheddar. I need that for my sausage balls, so I got two of those. And y'all, then I got the Tillamook cream cheese tub and the cream cheese with strawberry tub. That'll put on the ginger snaps. Y'all got another thing of eggnog and some Yingling beer. Y'all, I spent $55.27, but I saved $26.07. And you ran out of music, Big Fatty. Well, but I think that was pretty good. And y'all, then I got home from the Vonzies, put my provisions away, and y'all, by the way, I had the club sandwich again at the famous toastery, and y'all, I needed a nipper nap, and so I just laid down, I turned on the new electric camisole. I like the new electric camisole. And just laid on top of the bed, but it was nice and warm on my back, and I probably drifted off a little bit, but I decided, well, to hell with it. And I got up, and y'all, I did the outer ring of Fat Acres, and y'all, that was enough to close my nipper size ring on my iClock, my Apple clock. So I'm still pleased with the Apple clock. Then I sat on the porch for a little bit and looked at the Twitty. And y'all, by the way, did you see the picture on the Twitty of that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee? Y'all, I tell you, it looked like old Jack Frost had nipped at his nose. He had nipped at something else. Well, it could be. But y'all, he was sitting by the crema tree, and y'all, he was sitting there with, I don't know where I think this was from the Liberace collection of crema attire. But y'all, it's a cute picture. Y'all, I got up and came back in, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, me daddy. Yeah, I guess y'all have gotten a couple of more cats, and y'all, there's some sort of package here. I don't know if this is a gift at or if this is something I've ordered, so I'm going to open it first because I don't know. And let's just see what we got here. Oh, y'all, it's something I ordered. Y'all, it's the mailing labels to go on the boxes that I ordered that all came later than when I needed them. So I won't be putting a picture of those up on the BFO today, but we'll see. Y'all, I got a couple of cards here. Y'all, I'm excited for both of them. Y'all, the first one is from Scott. You know, Scott is the one that shat himself at the Sam's Club during Shark Week. Well, Big Fat, he didn't do it during Shark. No, he called in about it. And he and Blonde Guy Jay, they're basically neighbors. Scott has sent me a crema card. Let's just open it up here and see what we got. And Scott, I really appreciate it. Y'all, there's a picture of Santa Claus on the beach on the front of it. And the little elves are helping build a sandcastle. Yes, we build the wall. And anyway, and there's Santa Claus on the inside doing the same thing. You open it up, and it says, "The magic of Crema never ends, and its greatest gifts are family and friends." Big Fatty, hope you have a great Crema and a much better New Year. Merry Crema. Love, Scott. Well, Scott, thank you so much for that. This is, and y'all, this almost kind of looks like a Norman Rockwell painting or something of Santa Claus there. I'll put a picture of these up on the BFO at noon today. And y'all, the next one, y'all, it's from Mexico. It's from that, I believe it's from that Hendrick. You know, Hendrick was here the week between Crema and New Year's last year. And on the front it says, "Ein Frostfest und einen guten Rutsch ins neue Jahr." Y'all, it's got little snowflakes on there. And it says, "Big Ready, thank you for keeping 2020 sane with the little show. Without your voice, things would be very different. I would like to wish you a very nice Crema and a very healthy start to 2021. Hugs, Hendrick." Well, Hendrick, thank you so much for that. And I know you enjoyed me reading that Mexican on the front of it, but thank you all so much for your time and cats. And y'all, I still hadn't mailed any yet. Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you Big Fat.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Flaherty. How are you doing?
You?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm here with Dealey the cat.
Oh.
I just got up from the sofa to make some lunch.
Yes.
And when I came back, Dealey had come and sat exactly where I'd been sitting.
Oh.
And now I've been moved to a different chair. That's not going to last. I want my chair back because that's where I sit and do editing and stuff like that. Anyway,
so
I'm going to give you a quick update.
Yes.
I'm now, well, almost on Christmas holidays.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a little bit of work, but basically,
no.
I don't have to go back to work until the 4th of January.
Oh, lovely.
I'm pretty much.
I don't ever have to go back to work.
Some not quite so little shows. And I've just received a parcel as well from America from a mutual friend of ours, actually, from Jay and Ron.
Oh, yes.
Lots of American chocolate.
Hot cup and hot
bars
daddy.
And it's incredible.
Oh.
It's incredible. Yeah. I've hidden them from Dealey.
Oh.
I'm not prepared to share them with Deals.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
you just have to eat tuna, Deals. Let them eat tuna. Yeah, anyway, so just a quick message to say all is well and to wish you a very happy Christmas.
Thank you.
And thank you for the little shows during 2020.
Yes.
And I don't know when you'll play this. Probably Valentine's Day or maybe Easter.
How about Christmas Eve?
I just wanted to say happy Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And happy Christmas to Poodle and to Squeaky Kitty. And many more shows in 2021.
Lovely.
All right. You take care.
Okay, you too.
I'll speak to you again soon.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all! That, of course, is the Shy Yeti, and Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I hope you have a lovely Crema also. Maybe it'll be a... make sure you listen to the Queen's message on Crema Day. Yes, Betty, we all will be listening to the little show, the Queen's message. No, not my, but there will be a little show on Crema Day, though. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard those darling children from, it used to be over there at that, the old gal show, and darling children, when you think of Big Fatty, what do you think about?
You're a big fat red suited ass full of poop and pee.
Oh, I wonder if they have adult diapers in that Liberace collection.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.